Hey, hello, and how are you doing? I hope you are doing great. At least I am doing great. Had some lovely food experiments. I made some sweet potato salad. The picture will be on Twitter and Facebook soon, so simply follow me. You can follow me on @LodewijkHof, and don't forget that when you are following me, simply get a message out, say that you are listening and what you are thinking about the show, because we are all gonna have some fun on the show. I thought today it's a great moment to talk about what's happening in Aleppo, global instability, and more of those funny things. The global obvious here, you got the Shanghai Development, is a great military power, and would be interesting to see how NATO reacts on it, which, by the way, would mean also interesting parts on the United Nations level, because UN, it does not have its own soldiers, it does not have its own satellite network. And yes, I'm one of those people who think that if you would wipe out the 10 upper floors of the United Nations, obviously without the people in it, no one in the world would mean the difference. I mean, come on. All those organizations, UNHCR, well, refugee from crisis to crisis, no true solution. They talk about climate change, they talk about peace. But the UN is unable to do anything, and I don't say that you should abolish the complete United Nations. Well, I would be more than happy to keep the Security Council, and for the rest, close it. I mean, should the United Nations finance childcare if those organizations are also raising money from private investors? I mean, I do not believe that that's a great thing. I think that politicians should not interfere with those things. And I do understand that it's important for kids around the world, but hey, we cannot solve all the problems in the world. We can't. I'm sorry, but oh well. As we cannot do it, what should we do? What should you do? And where do you think that your responsibility ends? What do you think about? So I would simply say, send me a message. Let me know what you're thinking, and where do you think that your responsibility ends? But let's get it back to Aleppo and instability. First of all, Aleppo, Syrian town, and after the Islamic terrorist, which Obama said as an attempt to get Assad out. Well, that's some other failure on the konto of Barack Hussein Obama, and it's a victory for Assad, which, okay, he has an other perspective than I do, but the majority of the world is not democratic, and who am I to assist him? I mean, if you don't want to go there, that's fine. Don't go. I mean, who am I to say the way they like it? But then they are not. But what we should do is simply see where we can cooperate. Don't engage in the question. And what you see on the coalition against Islamic State, so no matter what you want to name it, there is something that I was sort of wondering: what is Saudi Arabia doing in this coalition? I mean, Saudi Arabia has lost that Islamic State and those lunatics want to have. Well, sounds to me like a lovely alliance. The country where women end up in jail for driving a car, and next to the big mosque, you can have Chop Chop Friday, where you can get your friendly beheading, all empowered by the royal family. Well, I think now that next to Turkey, I should die. Oh well. And I don't want to die, so we're not gonna do it. But so, and it's great for the people that that those lunatics of Islamic States are gone. It's great, but what next? I mean, they have to rebuild the town, and I'm just wondering who's gonna pay for it, because the Syrian government needs a lot of money to wipe out the rest of the Islamic lunatics. They need to rebuild the country, get everything going, and it's interesting to see that, for example, they try to get tourism. Well, sounds to me like a lovely destination. Visit lovely Syria, great country, with bomb explosions, beheading, and Islamic lunatics walking around. Meanwhile, not that I would not go there or whatever. I mean, if I look at the video of Syria, it looks lovely. Seriously, nice beach. Just wondering how far in the country you can go, and wondering how the heck should you get there. I mean, I do a clue. I mean, who am I? On that field, I'm pretty sure you can get there. But I'm now looking at the trip, just a holiday trip to get a brand. The trip is to Eastern Ukraine, been there for years, and now there seems to be some peace. The economy is crashing. It sounds to me as a great moment to look and see what you can get at the Black Sea. And well, basically, I'm looking for a place to call my European stronghold, from where I could go work, 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 And now it's time to have lunch. Just what's wrong with fern? And now I'm just looking at it, so that's great. Trump is a factor of instability. I would say that Donald J. Trump is the president-elect of a big country in the world. And you can agree or disagree with the choice of the American people. That's fine. You're not for it. It's tough. You have a hard sell to a hard time to buy something outside the United States because, well, most of the companies and most of it is engaged in the Patriot Act. And Donald J. Trump is not my preferred candidate in elections. But, well, you can't get it all. And if you look at the Brexit, what people seem to forget is that there was for decades a talk on that they should leave. And what you see, if there is a large group of people at once from a completely different culture working for lower wages, that's going to make people grumpy and angry, which is sense. I mean, in the past, the languages in UK were spoken were British, Indian, Pakistani, and then you had some dialects from the Caribbean. Now, the first is English, the second one is Polish. Imagine that, for example, in Wales, they got in over 1 million Polish people. And I don't say that those people are bad, don't get me wrong. If you get 1 million people in from no matter which country it is, on that side of 4 people, it's gonna cause a problem. All you should do is simply say, well, they say in New York, for example, if you're allowed to live here, then you pay all your duties, and in the first 5 years, you are not allowed to take any benefits. So, well, it is a way that at least I would love to get in, that you simply say to them, well, you're more than welcome to be here, but hey, you are not allowed to claim benefits, but you have to pay for them. And you can say it's unfair, but what you will get is the people who are prepared to work, and that's the interesting part. And you will see so many great things happening there. And what I'm just wondering about is, people talk about a wind of instability, but if you look at every 2 decades, for every two family lines, so after approximately every 40 years, you have a big shake-up of a system. For example, in the 1960s, you already had the socialists, the communists, and all those parties. You had, for example, in the Netherlands, a political party for the lower officers of the army. Okay, who am I? Not my party, but would be interesting. And what you saw in the 60s, the mainly leftist people with brains got their own parties and pushed themselves into the system. They said we want to make the world more democratic and we want to get more things in. Well, it's a great thing, though. I mean, it's not my type of people, but who am I to say that you should not go or vote for those parties? You should. I mean, if you feel comfortable with such a party, go do it. But it's not my party, and that's great. I mean, that's what democracy is about, that we can do different things. And if you look at the instability, I mean, for example, a company that I would love to own shares in, but I'm not, because I think the share price is not interesting, but I'm monitoring it. Hey Systems, it's a British company, they make weapons. Now, and if I look at the world, I see, and look at the news, I see war, 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 crisis, 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 crisis. And they make the aircrafts. For so far I know, they are no longer making civil aircrafts for normal airlines that you and I fly upon. We love their BAE Avro regional jets, especially Sim Brussels Airlines flying them, those small, lovely aircrafts flying in and out. Oh, great things, I love them. But they are getting old and they are being taken off the market. But their military aircrafts are they selling to almost everyone. And I would take an extra position in it. Can you pay the bill? Here you got your military aircraft. The only problem is that they are so big and so many people are monitoring it. They are too. And the interesting is that with the devaluation and the going down of the pound price, which makes shopping in London a lot more interesting and cheaper, which is something that I think I will do just after New Year, go bargain hunting in London. But what you will do then is, and what we could see then, is slowly on, that they are, as BIA, they are selling in USDs, so they sell in US dollars, so you got the currency, and they are capable of doing most of the purchases also in dollars, so the currency risk is not too high on that field, but the profit is reported in UK pounds, which makes it interesting to see. And, well, the UK got the Brexit vote. The people voted to leave the European Union, which I think, because the European Union was costing a lot of money and Britain is an island to it, and they were always in between working with everyone. And if I was Britain, I would simply say, hey, we've got the Commonwealth. Maybe it's a smart move to do what New Zealand did, and that's get a free trade deal with a country like China. I mean, that would be an interesting deal to have. I mean, okay, and for New Zealand, it's mainly cultural stuff. And if you look at the global map, the globe, turn it until you got New Zealand on top, and you will see C. Then you got Antarctica, is Australia. Well, that's it. With Australia, they got good contacts, and then you got Asia already. And the interesting part is that free trade deal is giving them a good relationship with China. It also brings them to a bit situation they are in between. And yes, this is an open solicitation and application and request to get me a New Zealand passport, because I got only a Dutch passport and I don't like my country, and my country and the government does not like me, so we have a great mutual understanding. Only problem is we have to deal with each other, which is causing some problems. That brings me to it that, yeah, you're right. For today on Horse Profit, there was no new blog article, but tomorrow you will get one new. And once again, like the series of blogs, it's about social media tips and how to help your Facebook, Twitter, and more other things. And I will also update some new products, which I will get in quickly, but you can already claim your interest and see if there is something nice for you in it. Less than 15 minutes for once. Well, I hope you forgive me. I hope you enjoyed the show. If not, let me know what you did. Send me an email, lodewijk@hofprofit.com, or simply a tweet at lodewijkhof or at hofprofit. And you could also make quite some fun of it. Tomorrow it's Friday. Have a fun day. Make it a great day and do something profitable. And anyway, have a profitable moment.